I'm speaking now to Michael Garcia, the coach of Inglewood. Michael, disappointing result, disappointing game actually.
Yeah, we weren't at our best today. The last 3 weeks we've been pretty well organised and competitive against the benchmark teams of the league, but today we probably were just a bit off, and against Bayswater you can't afford to be.
Can you put your finger on it? I know if you could put your finger on it you'd be worth $1 million, but have you any ideas?
Look, I think offensively we didn't have our usual flow. I think defensively Bayswater might have had a couple of chances throughout the game, and I don't think there was too much between the two teams. But again, offensively we probably just weren't in our flow, and that we struggled with that a bit.
And the penalty that they got, definitely, I don't think there would be any complaints, were there?
Look, those things happen. Our centre-back, Scott Blackmore, had a great game. He was very disciplined in the whole game, and I told the boys at halftime it was going to take just a moment of lapse of discipline from either team. That could be the difference, and ultimately that proved to be the case. Disappointing, but you know, we can still hold our heads up that for a good part of the game we were well in this contest.
Yeah, there really was. We were up in the stand there talking to, or up at the clubhouse talking to all the experts up there. They were all of the opinion that it was heading straight to penalties, really.
Yeah, look, I don't think Bayswater created too many chances that affected us. We were pretty steady at the back, and I just think offensively we weren't fluent, and in that way we gave the ball away to our opposition too often, and it probably gave them more of a sniff than what they actually had.
Yeah, Alex had one save to make, but then again so had Jason in the Bayswater goal.
It might have been a bit tentative, both teams sort of feeling each other out a bit and maybe not wanting to take that extra step, but maybe that's where we let ourselves down.
Is that part and parcel of the cup? Normally cup is cut and thrust, but with such a big carrot at the end of it, is this what's happening, that players and teams are going out thinking, shit, we can make it to play victory, or well, maybe whatever if we have a glory side. is this holding teams back?
Maybe the mindset might be that way. Don't want to concede or make mistakes to lose the game rather than going out to win it. So we'll address that and make sure that we have a different game plan offensively going forward. But again, I'm pretty proud of the guys today.
And focus now to the league on Saturday?
Next Saturday against Sorrento, we start again. So we pick it up again tomorrow at training, and we continue to try and make steps forward. We obviously need a win. We're without a win this season, so we're mindful of that, but again we're playing well enough, we just got to get that win on the board.
I must say, and it's not just trying to, as the saying goes, piss in your pocket, but Inglewood are probably the one side that are down in the bottom part of the league that everybody is sort of trying to scratch their head thinking how, because of the football you've been playing.
Yeah, and I'm scratching my head as well. I think ultimately all we need is just to get a result to turn things around. We've been playing really good football. We've taken it up to every opposition barring the first game of the season, so we can feel pretty confident and proud of the way we've gone. Like I said, we just need to turn that into wins, and I think once we get that, we'll get our self-belief and confidence to make a charge at it.
Yeah, and no sign of any injuries. I know it's a bit early from today's game.
Nothing that I saw after the game. You know, we've obviously got Dave Machewski, who needs to get back into the squad.
Any sign of when Dave will be back?
Dave's probably about a month away, which is a bit unfortunate, but again, he's a quality player and will just add extreme value to our offence, which is lacking a little bit. We're missing David Cisse and Abdul Cisse today as well, which again give us a little bit more offensive.
What was wrong with them? Injury or?
They travelled away during the week, so they were unfortunately unavailable for selection, so they're one of those things that you have to deal with as a coach in the first team. So, but we need to make sure that we have players available and able to come in and step in and put pressure on those guys now to force their way back in the team.
Yep. Okay. Well, listen, Michael, again, thanks a million for, especially it's very hard after a defeat, but thank you very much, Michael, for talking to us.
Pleasure. Thank you. Cheers, mate.